gentlemen of the house. The Battle of Spierkop opened last night. But I fear it got very bad notices in the press.
You're not thinking of taking it off, are you, Mr. Prime Minister?
Well, unless Robert Morley puts some money in, I can see no other way.
I mean, what about Binky and his backers? They'll lose all their money.
Patience. We have here Lieutenant Seagull.
Have we?
Who will proceed to give us the reasons for the disaster?
Thank you, honorable members. The reason for it flopping was obvious. There isn't one decent song in the whole battle.
Oh, come, I see.
But, soldier fellow, the Battle of Spierkop isn't a musical, you know.
And that's where we went wrong. If the Americans had been running it, we'd have Rex Harrison and the other Rex.
Would you know any good composers of battle songs and scores?
Just by chance and careful planning, I have an auntie in Grimsby who sits amongst the cabbages and plays an elastic water tank under supervision.
I didn't know there were any of her kind left, you know. Now off you go and tell your auntie the good news.